السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بحضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب. الله سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah تعالى take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasilli yamri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Zulqada 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 47, and that is Surah Muhammad, named after the Nami Nami Ismigrami, honorable auspicious name of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 47 and verse number 15. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us. He knows He created us, that what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are. So Almighty Allah knows that human being loves incentives. Ya Allah, if we do a certain thing, what will we get in exchange, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? So Almighty Allah gives us all these bonuses and all these incentives, all this we are enjoying in this world today. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. That all this we are enjoying is just a bansela, is a bonus, and the maximum optimum reward the people will get the. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 148. So what Almighty Allah states, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So day and night, all times, all places, all circumstances, that we must become devoted, dedicated Muslim. Today me and you, we are sanctimonious. In front of the public, we somebody else. When we alone, we somebody else. So we all should realize we need to increase our devotion, dedication to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Almighty Allah teaches us in today's lesson, chapter 47, verse 15. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي هُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Every word here we have to discuss. If I tell you this is an example, example will mean it's just an example, there's no real reality in it, it's just an example. So some people went astray by translating it here like this. They say it's an example, that's totally incorrect translation. So مَثَلْ يَا is sifa. Sifa means the description of Jannah is this. So this is a reality, this is what we will see, this is what we will find there in Jannah. That's a different issue here, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says regarding Jannah and Paradise, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, what no eye has ever seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ, what no ear has ever heard of, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, what no mind can perceive and comprehend in this world. So it's beyond perception and comprehension, but we should know that it is there, it's a reality, it's not something hanging in the air and suspended in the air, and just an example, remember that. the hadith of Jannat and so forth, so many of them mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So the first word here to understand, Masal. Masal must be translated as description. Masalul Jannati Allati, the description of Jannah, that Jannah. Jannah Jim Noon. Things that are Jim Noon, when the letters come together, is something hidden. You see, Janin, the fetus, we don't know. And remember, we don't know, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's twins. And Junoon, insanity, Jinn. So Almighty Allah created the invisible creation from the smoke plus fire. We can't see them. So that Jannah is hidden from us, remember that. But once we enter, then it's everlasting blessedness, prosperity, happiness, joy. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us the description of Jannah, which has been promised to the muttaqoon, the people with Iman, the people with Taqwa. First comes Iman, Islam, and then comes the Taqwa. Taqwa literally means ijtinabun nawahi, to abstain from the haram places, haram things, and so forth and so on. And then comes the meaning of amr bil ma'roof and so forth, commanding the good. So taqwa means abstinence. But the great meaning and definition was done by him, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Fatiha Khaybar Haydari Qarrar radiallahu ta'ala an, a linguist par excellence. And if you want to see this, go refer to the book of Allama Qastalani rahimahullah, and that is called Mawahibul Ladunniya. So they ask Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, what is the definition of taqwa? So he defined it with all these phrases, and every phrase ending with alam. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, to have that fear, daytime, nighttime, all times, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public, all circumstances, from jaleel, from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And this love and this fear is based on what? The love of Almighty Allah. So to have that fear based on love of Almighty Allah. To have that fear based on the respect and reverence for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit tanzeel. And then you practice on the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Sometimes we have our tradition, we have our custom, our rasam, our riwaj. Sometimes we have our own urf, our own tradition, custom. Sometimes our own culture we have. Our Afghan culture, Pakistan culture, Indian culture, Pakistan, all these kind of cultures, Arab culture. But it encroaches on the Sharia, so that must be removed and we must detach ourselves from there. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel, wal-Amalu bit Tanzeel, to practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And then what Sahaba radiallahu anhum taught us, and the Awliyaullah and the four schools. So that is what we should practice on. Then, وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ, and be content with the little that you got. Today, we the Muslims, this is one of our biggest weaknesses. That the greed that we have, and it's right in the inner recesses of our hearts, is entrenched there. The surah, majority of you know, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and that is Surah 100, Surah wal-Adiyat. Go read Surah wal-Adiyat this weekend without a jaundiced eye, with an open heart and mind, and see the first 5 verses. Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising the loyalty of the horses to their owner, benefactor, manager, that I will protect you, no harm will come to you. You are my muhsin, you are my benefactor. So therefore, if people come to harm you, I will fight against them, I'll fight against the enemy. Loyalty of the horse. Allah Jalla wa Ala then speaks of me and you. O Hazrat Insan, O you, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, what happened to you? You are so disloyal, unloyal to Almighty Allah. Allah states, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being is so ungrateful, unthankful, like a nood, that is hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to that, you see. The more Allah gave us, before 94 democracy, 35, 40, 50 years ago, we didn't have so much wealth. Now we have so much wealth. But the vices are increasing because we can buy off the politician, we can buy off the police, we can buy off the person, we can buy off the Maulana, we can buy off the Mufti Sahib. Iqbal, you know Iqbal, the great author, philosopher, what he said, Iqbal marhum, pehle mufti masail ke batane wale, first there were the muftis who taught, teach people the maslahs, ab bhi hai mufti, mufti khane wale. So some muftis you get in this day and this age, they're the bunch of mufatiyas, that they just want three things, and they'll turn and twist the fatwa maslah according to the rich, and to suit their worms and fancies and desires. Is it happening? Obviously it's happening even today. So what he said, pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti mufke khane wale. So we have become so disloyal, unloyal to all material. So we suffer from this disease and sickness of ingratitude and unthankfulness. What is the cause of it? Allah states in chapter 100, verse number 8, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth. But wealth is not a bad thing. Quran called it khayr. That intensive love we have, it saturates our heart. The more love we have for wealth than the love for Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love for Islam decreases. Therefore Allah imposed upon us zakat. The primary objective of zakat is this. The love for Allah Jalla Wala must increase and the love for wealth must decrease. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Just see Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu warda, Fatih Khaybar, Haydar Qarrar, he was a lion, remember that. So he made such a beautiful definition. Al-Khawf min al-Jaleel, wal-Amal bin Tanzeel, wal-Qanaat bil Qaleel. Learn the quality of shukr, you ladies also. Every day one new dress, every day one new shoes, every day one new bag. This weekend is another function. I can't wear last week's outfit. People saw it already. We have to dress to impress, just to show off. So remember that. So that's where all the problems start. When we are ungrateful and so forth, and ingratitude sets in. So remember, that is very, very serious. والقناعه بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. Oh insan, prepare ye in this world for your day of departure. Inshallah, today we will go here to the graveyard cemetery in Rustenburg. We will go visit our Ustad, Maulana Mansurul Haq. He taught me khat, you know, calligraphy. So he's not Ustad. But that's the different thing. I still write Arabic calligraphy. We still write Kukrat, and he's a master. Allah gave him Shifa, you see. So like that, that is the definition of taqwa. So these people, Allah has given them this. And these are the qualities and description they'll enjoy. So what will they enjoy? فِيهَا أَنَهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. In Jannah, they are the streams, anahar, the plural of nahar, مِّن مَّاءٍ, of water, غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. No pollution, no balazia, no illness, no sickness, nothing there. Pure, pure water, you see. See here in Rustenburg, other places in Africa. Huge, huge challenges and problems with water. The rich and wealthy, they can put jojo, they can have their boreholes. What about the poor people and them? So therefore, the best charity you can give. Your father, mother passed away. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sa'd radiallahu anhu, al-ma, water is the best sadaqah jariyah you give for your deceased parents. فَحَفَرَ بِئِرًا فَقَوَلَ هَذِي لِأُمِّ سَعْد. He went with his team, they dug up the boreholes in the well and dedicated it to his mother. So to remember this ummah, go to such places where there is paucity, shortage of water, and dig up the wells and the boreholes and so forth, and tell the people it's free of charge. That is your great sadaqah jariyah. وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, and the other stream will be made of milk, and it will never go off the taste. Today, remember, we buy fresh milk, and after a few hours it goes off. We buy long life milk, but you know, after some time, that also will go off. You must remember that. This is Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah will bless us with a stream made of water, made of milk, and never will the taste go away and change. It will be always pure, pure, pure. وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنَ خَمْرِ اللَّذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. The word khamar refers to alcohol, intoxicants, daru. You know, you say in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, you say daru. So you must remember that Gujarati also you say daru. So this intoxicants and this, you know, this alcohol, you know. So in Muslim Sharif is mentioned, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khamru ma yukhamiru al-aqla. When people take this alcohol in this world, then you'll see now in the weekend, they're totally drunk. They don't know what they are doing. They drive straight into the opposite direction, and then people get killed, people get wounded, injured, and so forth. So that is khamar of the dunya. Therefore, every drop of it is haram. Ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. In Mishkat Sharif, the hadith is mentioned, what intoxicates in large quantities, the small quantity also in haram. So وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرِ اللَّذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. So Allah will give you such, you must remember, streams made of alcohol. But that alcohol, the name is the same, but it will not intoxicate you. It will not make you drunk. لَذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. It is a pleasure for those who will be drinking it. It is palatable, acceptable to them. وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنْ أَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. Today we go to the supermarket, we go here and there. They tell you 100% pure honey, but we know it's not 100%. So remember, there Allah will give us, Allah وَجَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ, that He will give us the streams and the rivulets. مِنْ أَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, 100% pure, pure honey. No adulteration, no mix-up and all these things. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And for them, there in Jannah will be all types of fruits. Here we are now in Rustenburg, where Haji Yusuf Isa's house, Uncle Brownie, they call him, his family, Allah Jalla Wala reward them. They go out of their way. Last night we had meals there after Maghrib and then after the program again. Haji Suleiman Yaqub's place, you see. So his son, Maulana Muhammad, all of them there, mashallah. So you see how they go out of the way. But nobody in this world can tell you they're giving you all the fruits. So remember, they don't even possess it. But this is Jannah. Allah says, you are my guest. Do you for Rahman? وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And for them is forgiveness from their sustainer, nourisher. Can those people and this person be the same? كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ. Like that person who will be perpetually in Jahannam, eternally in Jahannam, the hellfire. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا. And he'll be given that boiling, boiling water to drink. And when they just drink that water, فَقَطْفَعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, then it will cut to shreds their intestine and their internal organs and so forth. اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, protect us from Jahannam and grant us entry straight into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is what we should always beg Almighty Allah. For ourselves, for marhumin, for the shuhada, wherever they are in Gaza, in Syria, in Libya, in Pakistan, and in Burma, and wherever else. So that should be our aim and objective, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 18th of Zulqa'dah, 1446, South Africa and few other countries. In majority countries, today, Saturday, is the 19th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Israel police has been, you know, wounded by our Palestinians. Alhamdulillah. Let him freak and let him die like a dog. We don't have any empathy, sympathy for these swine and these pigs. Every day now they are killing 100 plus people, Palestinians. Extermination of the Palestinians and the whiteies and the Western powers keep on looking. And the Arab transport dictators, $10 trillion Trump collected, remember that. For America and half of it, quarter of it, he might even pocket himself and his administration and so forth, with his foolish Arab leaders and so forth. You see, so Israel kills hundreds, you must remember that. The official count there by Hamas is now 53,000 plus people have been martyred and murdered by the Jutlas, Haramis, the swine and the pigs, remember that. That's what Allah calls them in the Quran. Israel attacks Yemen again. Because Yemen, the Houthis are doing a good job. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made four special du'as for the people of Yemen. Allahumma barik li ahli Yemen, you see. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, true Iman, faith, conviction you will find in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, and the wisdom you will find there in Yemen. Well, fiqhu yamaniyun, and true understanding of deen, you will find there in Yemen. All four of this you will find in Bukhari Sharif, remember that, all authentic. The European leaders are condemning, remember, Israel and their leaders there. They say this is a man-made catastrophe, genocide. Deliberately you're allowing it to happen with the closing of all the borders so no aid can come in and so forth. Imagine Israel, a tiny little country, holding the whole world to ransom. So what should be done? We should wage war against them. We should have sanctions against them. We must kick them out and expel them from United Nations and FIFA and all this here, you must remember. But by whiteies, they're Jews. So what the hell if they're Jews? They deserve to be punished, you must remember. What Hitler did, he did a good job. Why must we be Muslims and say that he did a bad job? We like donkeys also, you know, Muslims of today. We just follow the Pied Piper. We can't think, we can't analyze. Half the job he did was very good. Against interest, against pornography, against homosexuality, and so forth and so on. A French rabbi, he is receiving death threats, you must remember that. Why? Because he said that this genocide and killing of the children and the innocent civilians there in Gaza is totally unacceptable, is anti-Jewish and anti-Judaism and so forth. Now they want to, you know, harm him. So Israel wants to control the televisions. They want censorship there. Their people must not know how many people, children, babies, they are killing, the baby killers there. So they want to control the media, you see, censorship and so forth. No country today can have censorship in the true sense of the word, although they all try. But remember, today social media and so forth, every person with a fancy and smartphone is a journalist, if you look at it. And thereafter, the Gulf States convince, you understand, Trump, take all this money, all that, don't attack Iran. You see, all this, because if they attack Iran, Israel attacks Iran. America attacks Iran. Iran said, all your bases here in the Middle East, we will flatten them, you must remember. So all bunch of haramis. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Iran, Shias, Khabith. America, Khabith. Israel, Khabith. The Arab regimes, majority of them, Khabith. Khabith means impure, napak. And Shaitan, you must remember. Eurovision. Remember that now they're making a big thing about it. People are protesting and so forth. That is some musical thing there in Switzerland. So now we say from all these places, you must kick out Israel. They are guilty of war crimes and ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity and so forth. Remember that. In Mexico, a terrible accident, motor accident took place. 21 people got killed. Let's come to South African news. You know, Mashatile, he is our deputy president. He tells the farmers, the poor, the Afrikaners, please, please don't leave South Africa. We need you here and so forth. So you must give them the security and safety which they are asking for. There are so many people getting murdered on the farms and so forth. So if you want them to stay, then you have to give incentives also. You can't be expecting it one way. Over 8,000 jobs lost in the healthcare center. You see, this is all ANC policy. Now you can say government of national unity. That foolish people, that the government is, remember, that bloated like you can't believe. 77, 78 ministers, deputy ministers, half of them good for nothing, you must remember, just getting fed there and collecting wages. Hopeless, useless, incompetent lot they are. South Africa is a small country compared to other countries. You've got 60 million people plus minus, 78 ministers. Where the hell in the world you see that? Half of them should be fired and the other half incompetent, hopeless, useless. From the top, you must remember. CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, you're going to meet Donald Duck, you see that, on the 21st of May, they in the Oval Office in the White House, you see. They're expecting some sparks to fly, you see. Because you must remember that Cyril will say, there's no genocide going on here. The genocide is going on there in Israel. And therefore, we say they are war criminals. Now, obviously, Trump, all this, he demoted and he downgraded Israel. He snubbed them. He didn't go there. And his ties now with Netanyahu is not so good. But they are politicians end of the day, and they're all a bunch of haramis. Remember that? So then tomorrow, next week, when he's back there, they all will come back to normal. You know, they play a game. It's a dirty game they play, but we Muslims, no brains. We fall in the trap all the time. ANC mayor in the Northwest is on sick leave. Why? He's guilty of a sex ed scandals and all that. You see that? These guys, they can't look after their rifles. You must remember that. Just like Trump, you know. That they want to get busy with the young children, with the young woman, with the old woman. Wherever they can park their rifles, they just park it there. Whether it's rape, whether it's attempted rape, or what and what and what. Me and you as Muslims always read this dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, an authentic dua. Allahumma hassin farji, hassin ha. Sword, noon, how much zina, fornication, adultery, gay business, all that taking place in the Muslims today. Non-Muslims, you all know, but Muslims is going on today. Only Allah protect us and save us. So yesterday was a busy, busy day. You must remember, we left there from Ziris, mashallah, we had a program. I was very impressed with Ziris. I visited it after 20 years, you know. And mashallah, they went out of the way. So we had program, then we had Nashta, then we had Rasta. So then we had a nice breakfast there by the Maulana Akunji. And thereafter we have, you must remember, Rasta, we left. So I told my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub, I hear you're speaking of Khud Mariko, Khud Mariko. I never even saw this place in my lifetime. Let's just pass the masjid. I just want to see that. There are very few Muslim families, I believe, 4 or 5, less than 10. So anyway, then we found the masjid, mashallah. We didn't enter because we were rushing for time. We arrived here yesterday morning, 10:30. So I told them, me, I have to sleep for half an hour or so because I was really exhausted, tired, because the khutbah will be 11:20, you know, South African time. So Yasir Dawsari, the khutbah was okay. He spoke of dua and that. But now he must take the name of the king. He must take the name of the MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. And he praised them, they, what khidmat they are doing, and service for the hujjaj and all that. But you'll be paying for it, you know. It's not something free of charge of giving us. And you're ripping off the hajis with the taxes and all that. All haram, all these things here. And so many other restrictions and all this. Apply for this. Apply your father's haram there. It's not MBS haram, it's not his father's haram, it's not his grandfather's haram, Abdul Aziz. It belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. Sawa anil aqifu fi, he will bad. Remember that nicely. All the haram business it is. So they and them can say whatever they want to. They hold Lord scholars for dollars, praising the king and all that, and the crown prince for nothing. So remember, we need to speak the truth, whether it's bitter or whether it's sweet, but the truth has to be spoken. Nevertheless, then we had wonderful program here in the masjid, you know. And after translation and 12th of first draft, we spoke about what happened in India, Pakistan, and Palestine. And thereafter, the Adhan, and then after that, the Sunnah, and then Khutbah, Salat, MashaAllah. They have a Qari Anas here. He read beautiful Quran, MashaAllah. His father is also a Qari Sahib, Qari Ismail. So, MashaAllah, wonderful ulama, Qari's here, and so forth. And thereafter, wonderful lunch, you know, Akni. So, MashaAllah, Masi make very nice Akni here. And then, my sleeping story, you see, I must sleep in the afternoon. Then they said, no, a new program. I said, now which program? They say, we must go to Masjidul Rahma. So we went there, mashallah, and nice crowd came also. And then we spoke, and then about dua and so forth, because it's time for dua, you know. After Maghrib, mashallah, then supper by Haji Suleiman Yaqub, and then program, they put 1.5 hours, you know, or more. So yeah, in the masjid and so forth, we spoke about Makkah, Madinah, Hajj, and all those things. Very interesting with Allah's help. Now, inshallah, we'll go for Fajr Salat to Masjid Abrar, and 6:10 is Jamaat day. So to now we'll speak about Medina, that's the last program. So then we got 5-7 jobs here still left in Bastenberg. We have to finish all that. So Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Nazir Kaji, his wife and all of them, Layla, and them. They go out of their way also, you know, to make our life comfortable. And then, Maha Salim Kareem, if you come here one day, you must go there. It's something to see, you know, the farm and so forth and all that. Junaid Mota, you will enjoy it. All your jinnats you will see there also. So Allah Ta'ala protect them, protect all the people here in Rastenberg, make easy for them. Regarding the water and the power, and that Maulana Muhammad, his house yesterday, where I met him, more than 24 hours, I think, there was no electricity. So all huge, huge problems here also. Allah make easy for all of us. Make dua for Gaza. Tomorrow morning, no program. So tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4 will be the program, inshallah, Al-Aziz. With Hafiz Wadi, the Q&A, and inshallah, today by Zohar time or so, maybe after Zohar, we will be back in Indonesia, insha'Allahul Aziz. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai, Allah accept it. Jee, Maulana, we have 12 minutes or so, 13 minutes. Let's fire up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what happens when a Haji misses the first day of Hajj, does not go to Mina, and he goes direct to Arafah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, I told you just now, the Ummah today, they love shortcuts and loopholes. Let us go to Quran Sharif. Let us go to the Sunnah Mubarakah and see what are we doing. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you Muslim, Muslimah, you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni. So follow me, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. What will be the consequences, the result? Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And your sins will be forgiven. Just see the benefit. Hadith Sharif in Muslim is authentic Sahih Hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded the Ummah. You're going for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. You're going for Hajj, the pilgrimage. Khudu an. Take from me your actions, your speech of Hajj and so forth. Quran teaches us chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. You show us, Ya Allah, the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Madina also will come in there, inshallah. So like that, remember that. So when we have all this, now go to Surah Nur. We did the entire Surah Nur, chapter 24, during the month of Ramadan in the early morning program. MashaAllah, Allah reward our Mawana Salim Kareem and family, our Junaid Mota and the family. They wake up so early and the families as well. So there in Surah Nur, chapter 24, there are total 64 verses. Go to chapter 24, verse 63, the second last verse. Deliberately, you paid 100,000, 200,000 to go for Hajj. Now you say, first day, Yawmut Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst, I won't go to Mina. Mina means the dripping of the blood. You see that? Because there you're going to sacrifice and slaughter. Say, no, I don't go, because it's just Sunnah. It's not important. Allah forbid. So So our people, they speak like that. So many million of people don't go in the past few years. They say, no, I don't go. It's too much congestion there and too many things there. We'll go straight from Makkah, Aziziyah to Arafat. See what Allah says. Chapter 24, verse number 63. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنَمْرِهِ Beware those people who deliberately go against the command of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Such a fitna and disaster will befall you, or a painful, horrible punishment awaits you. So how can we ever tell people that, nay, O Hujjaj Baytillah, O the youthful Rahman, you must imitate, emulate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not become the slave of your woman's fancies and desires. So yes, the first day, the entire proceeding is sunnah. You go from Makkah to Mina, you go from Aziziyah to Mina, in the state of the Ihram, you read Zuhur in Zuhur time, Asr in Asr time, Maghrib in Maghrib time, Isha in Isha time. You spend the night there, you read Fajr there. After Fajr, you read the Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. That will continue for 23 for the Salat. You're reading your Labbaik, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ So you should be there in the state of Ihram, not there in Makkah or Aziziyah and so forth. So definitely we will not agree with that. We will encourage our Hujjaj, they should go to Mina on the first day. Allah give tawfiq.
Uftisar, what is the Shariat ruling about pelting the Jamarat on the 11th and 12th in the morning?
Remember that there's ijma and consensus, remember, among all four schools on the 11th and the 12th. Take the days of Hajj, I give it to you quickly. The 8th, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst. So those days, the camels, whatever means of conveyance, so they would ensure they gave enough fodder, enough water, all that. Now this is the same thing. That you have to check your buses, your vehicles, enough diesel, enough petrol, enough oil, all these things there. So Yawm al-Tarwiyah. 9th, Yawm al-Arafah. That is the essence, the nucleus of Hajj, the most important day. 10th, Yawm al-Nahar. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. The day of sacrificing, slaughtering. So that day the people, Hajjis, are busy, busy. Therefore there's no Eid Salat for them also, for the Hajjis. Then 11, 12, 13, Ayyam al-Tashriq. You know, you slaughter, sacrifice your animal. You remove the skin and the hide. And then you have the tanning process. So those days is to place it in the sun and then the shriq. So the rays of the sun would strike it and so forth. So that was part of the tanning process. Remember that. So now, when people remember, go to belt all three jamarat on the 11th and 12th, then there is ijma and there is consensus according to four schools. You can't pelt in the morning and so forth. It must be after Zohar time has started and began. And so after the beginning of Zohar time, then only you can start pelting. But this Mufti, Grand Mufti, you see, I told you that what Iqbal said, he falls in this category. Just to please the Saudi government, the Kafir government of nowadays of Saudi, so remember this Khatibs and them, they say, Hukumat al-Rashida. What Hukumat al-Rashida? You'll do so many haram things there. So remember, we can never go against the four schools. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimullah, has his celebrated student, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah has a great student, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the one who wrote the Ta'if al-Ma'ari, famous work. So he wrote a book which I have, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba'a, a refutation of those people who follow anybody else besides the four schools. We rejected Kain and Mankan, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia or Grand Mufti of any other country, is haram to belt in the morning on the 11th and 12th. Even on the 13th is not permissible. So remember that the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Sahibain, that is the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, they all say it's not permissible on the 13th morning. Imam Abu Hanifa only says for the 30th morning permissible, and makruh also as mentioned in Mu'allim al-Hujjaj. So we should abstain from that. We are spending the 13 there, so do your job, fulfill your duty with beauty. So you stay the extra day, make intention of 6-day Hajj, and thereafter when you pelt then. We used to have Zohar Salat, lunch before that, make our final dua, everybody is crying, Al-Wida, Al-Wida, O Mina, we're leaving you, O Mina, and Arafat, and Muzdalifah. When will we come? Only Allah knows. And then we pelt, we take our luggage with, and the curtain is ending on Hajj, you see. And then it's only Tawaful Wida left. So that is how you perform your Hajj, not how you feel like performing. We must imitate him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahab, what is the Shariat ruling regarding the Qurbani animal? For example, Eid is in India on Friday and in South Africa Saturday. What is the law regarding that animal for Qurbani?
If you send money to India or any other place in the world, and there was that place there, they have Eid before us, Eid al-Adha. So you don't have to worry. Al-Ibratu bil-Mahal, that where that animal is, they're not interested who sent the money and so forth. They Eid is on Friday, XYZ place. So now, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. So now you send the money for your Qurbani to that place there. They read, they eat salat. After that, they went to go slaughter in the morning and the afternoon. The days of slaughtering for Qurbani are the 10th, 11th, 12th. And that is according to the Hanafis and the Malikis and the Hanbalis. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i Rahimullah says, alone is one side on this issue. 10th, 11th, 12th, and includes the 13th as well. So open al-Masa'il al-Lati in Farada bi al-Shafi'i dun ikhwatihi. The Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah. So you must remember that your Qurbani is totally valid, although your Eid is not done. Your Eid is on Saturday, for example. They making Eid day on Friday. So your Qurbani is done. That the place there where they did it, that it was Eid day, they read Salat. So you don't take that into consideration, the place where you are. You take into consideration the place where the animals are. So that is the easy principle to remember. Jazakallah khairan Maulana Salim Kareem, our Junaid Mata, Allah reward you, reward the families, and make dua for Gaza. Allah decimate, destroy the chutlas and haramis and Zionists. Barakana, I'm going to read sunnahs, and then we're going with inshallah our haji. So you must remember Yusuf Isa to Masjid Abraham, 10 past 6 is Jamaat, and then there'll be a program, our final program. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallah khair, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.